When the US says they are withdrawing, are they talking about 100% no more US involvement, or will they still have a minor presence in the region?
Well, you know that there's been a struggle within the US administration over this because President Trump talked about it during the election campaign and then seemed to recommit himself. But it seems like Trump has the upper hand now, and there is a withdrawal process going on, but there's resistance within the US administration to it, because of course the US presence in Syria is not just to do with Syria, it's to do with control of the whole region. US troops are trying to control the border and the relations between Syria and Iraq and Iran, for example.
So what interest does Saudi Arabia have in the US's exit?
Well, the Saudi Arabia really is alarmed by this, because Saudi Arabia is, although it has a lot of oil wealth, it's a very weak state. It's politically dependent on the US. It purchases, of course, a lot of weapons from the US, which it's using in Yemen, and it's used to supply a number of the terrorist groups in Iraq and Syria. So it really depends on the US for protection and support in what it's doing there. So the Saudis are already adjusting to this reality, though. And in fact, there was an announcement this morning that they're going to reopen their embassy in Damascus this week. Now, that's rather big news because, of course, the Syrians regard the Saudis as one of the key players behind the terrorism that's been going on in Syria.
So how do you think this withdrawal of American troops will affect the US-Saudi relationship?
It's not going to change it fundamentally because, as I said, the Saudis are really very politically dependent on the US, and there's a bit of a codependence there because they spend a lot of money on US weapons, and they maintain the petrodollar to the value of the US dollar in the region. But they, in acting as the agent of the US in Iraq and in Syria and against Iran and in Yemen, for example, there's really a failing big plan that's going on. The US had this plan called the New Middle East, announced by the Bush administration more than 12 years ago, which was really to, in their words, to introduce freedom, but in reality to introduce a US-dominated region from North Africa across to Afghanistan. But that's not going so well. It's failed in Syria. It's got a lot of problems in Iraq, and you see the campaigns against Iran at the moment too. Saudi Arabia is deeply involved in all these sorts of campaigns, but they have to adjust to the fact that things haven't gone the way that they wanted them to.
Mm. Do we know anything about the Syrian reaction to the US withdrawal?
The Syrians welcome it, of course. The Syrians have never accepted US military presence on their soil, but they haven't been able to really do much about it, except complain about it and fight the groups, the proxy groups that the US has been arming and funding for such a long time. So they welcome the withdrawal of the US from the north of Syria. You may have heard that now there's the Syrian Kurds, and to some extent the Turkish Kurds that are in the north of Syria, are now talking to Damascus and making an agreement with Damascus there as the US withdraws, and in view of the fact that the Turkish government has a huge military build-up in the north there too. There's still a problem in the east of Syria because the remnants of ISIS or Daesh in the east of Syria are still there despite the presence for several years of US troops there. But generally speaking, the Syrians welcome the withdrawal of the US troops because they see them as behind the forces that have been attacking their country for 8 years now.
Mm. So can you predict how the rest of the world will affect this, will feel the effect of this withdrawal of US troops?
I think they're coming to grips with reality. There's a very big diplomatic turnaround at the moment. A lot of the Gulf monarchies, most of, like Kuwait, Bahrain, United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, are now rushing back to reopen their embassies in or beef up the diplomatic representation in their embassies in Damascus, because they don't want to lose complete influence when the war finishes in Syria. The Europeans also are making moves to come back to Damascus because although some of them, particularly France and Britain, had backed this war against Syria to try and destroy Syria or have a regime change in Syria, they don't want to lose influence in the region completely. So there's a very big diplomatic turnaround going on at the moment.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Tim.
You're welcome.